Thursday, June 1st, 1837. Thursday. Mr. Benjamin Clayton has just sent word he has a woman servant calling on Monday, and he will have no further occasion for Elizabeth Williams after that day. The girl was sent from the workhouse by order of the board on the 4th of May. Thursday. Anne Gray, pauper of Ridge, who was sent from East Barnet Workhouse to the London Hospital by order of the board on Tuesday, 4th of March, was discharged on Tuesday, the 30th of May, for the same cause as she was discharged from a Lock Hospital some time ago, namely, not willing to submit to the operation. Admitted in the house 1st of June by order of leaving officer, 9 o'clock evening. Placed with the woman Seagrave. As usual, sold her flannel petticoat and two shifts given by the union. Friday. Wanted. Some children's school books, testaments and prayer books for the use of the workhouse. Friday. The Reverend Mr. Thackeray and friends, Mr. Robarts and daughters, called to view the house on Friday afternoon. Quite satisfied. Miss Robarts wished to know if there would be any objection if she sent the children some books. Saturday. Eliza Trott, aged 18, pauper from Elstree, was admitted in the house by an order of removal dated 9th of May on Saturday, the 3rd of June. The medical officer pronounced her to be in forward state of pregnancy. This girl, who's within 2 months of her confinement, has not reached 18 years and brought up to the Methodist chapel. Sunday. Charles Watson, to whom the board gave an order of admission in the workhouse on Thursday, applied for admission for himself only on Sunday, but I refused, he not having his wife with him, according to the order. Thursday, 8th of June, 1837. Friday. Susanna Giltrow, widow belonging to Shenley, was discharged from the workhouse at her own request on Friday, 9th of June, going to her daughter in London. Begged she might take one of her union handkerchiefs, not having one of her own. Friday. Elizabeth Williams called at the workhouse to say she should leave Mr. Benjamin Clayton on Monday and was going to London after a situation. But I desired her by all means not to go till I had made inquiry when and with whom she was going to live. She's not more than 15 years of age. Monday. John Brand and Charles Godfrey was punished this morning, the one for taking some lead out of the house and selling to Mr. Bennett for a penny, the other for wetting the bed 5 nights. Tuesday. Elizabeth Williams, South Mimms, orphan, aged 15, having been recommended to a situation in London by a lady named Page, I thought it my duty for the satisfaction of the board to make some inquiry, when and with whom she was going to live before she went. On the receipt of the enclosed and the address of the mistress in whose service she is going, I gave her permission to go up the following day, Wednesday, with proper advice. Mrs. Reeve, wine merchant, 5 Warwick Lane, Newgate Street. Wednesday. The woman Davison is quite able to come downstairs, but there wants a cradle for the children in the daytime. Wednesday. The girl from Elstree, who's in the family way, has not a single thing for the use of the child. Had we better have some linen made in the house? Thursday, June 22nd, 1837. Friday. A person called at the workhouse this afternoon to see the woman Davison and wished me let her take the 2 children out for an hour, but I objected. Monday. Admitted in the workhouse about 8 o'clock this morning an Irish casualty woman and her infant, who was delivered a few hours before in a ditch at East Barnet. I sent immediately for the medical officer, who promptly attended. They are both in a fair way of doing well. She had nothing for the child to wear. Monday. Please let the children have some books. The enclosed letter was given to the porter at the gate on Sunday afternoon to be delivered to me by the woman Camel on her return from church. This is a woman who went out from Shenley Workhouse some time ago and was sent back in the cart the following day with a note saying she was an Irish and a cripple and not able to provide for herself. Tuesday. I desired Neben Evena and several of the other men, who have frequently more bread than they can eat themselves, not to waste it, but to give it to some of the boys in the house, which they did. George Farmer, South Mimms pauper, wishes to go out tomorrow if the board will be pleased to give him a few shillings. Thursday, June 29th, 1837. Susanna Gilto, pauper of Shenley, admitted on Saturday the 1st of July. Wednesday, Neben Evena, pauper of Shenley, begs the board will be pleased to grant him leave of absence for 2 days.